the Lord. You're listening to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with your host, Evangelist Maybel Edmond. Let us get ready for prayer, because we know that prayer changes things. And what the world needs now, prayer. There is so much that we have to pray for. So let us get ready, put our minds on the Lord, and look to the Lord for whatever it is that you need. Praise the Lord. Evangelist Cynthia Edmond will lead us in a word of prayer.
Praise God. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for this opportunity, Lord. We thank you for another opportunity to bow our heads in prayer, Lord. Oh, my Father, we ask you to look down on us with compassion, my God, and mercy upon our souls, Lord. Oh, Father, let sins be forgiven, my God. Blot out transgressions, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to touch tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus, have your eternal way, God. Move in signs and wonders, Lord. Work miracles tonight, my God. In the name of Jesus, touch somebody's heart tonight, my God. Please, Lord, somebody's brokenhearted tonight, my God. Have your way, Lord. Mend the broken heart, Lord. Somebody needs a touch from you tonight, my God. Touch right now, Lord. Somebody need a healing tonight, Lord. I know you're able, God. Have your way tonight, Lord. Heal my God in the name of Jesus. Touch right now, Lord. Touch while we're praying, my God, in the name of Jesus. Go into the hospital room, Lord. I know you're able, God. The COVID-stricken, my God. The cancer-stricken, Lord. Please, my God, I know you're able, Lord. Oh, my God, do it in your name, Lord. You said whatsoever we shall ask in your name, my God. You said you would do it, Lord. We're taking you at your word tonight, Lord. We're trusting in you tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, move in signs and wonders, Lord. Work miracles tonight, my God. Go into the prison walls, God. I know you're able, Lord. Touch right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Touch somebody's mind, Lord. Give them a change of heart, Lord, to seek thy face, God, in the name of Jesus. Go in the mental institutions, Lord. I know you're able, Jesus. Jesus. Oh, my God, do it tonight, Lord. Go on the corner, my God. Look on the drug dealer, Lord. Touch their mind, my God, in the name of Jesus. Jesus, go into the bar room, Lord. Pull them out by the numbers, Lord. I know you're able, God. Have your eternal way tonight, my God. Look on the drug addict, Lord. Have mercy tonight, God. That too, Lord, that's standing on the corner, my God. Oh, my God, save, Lord Jesus. Touch them right now, God. Give them a change of heart, Lord. I know you're able, God. Somebody's in trouble tonight, Lord. Oh, God, I know you're able, God, to bring them out of the trouble, Lord. In the name of Jesus, move tonight, Lord. Move on this broadcast, my God. In the name of Jesus, sing your word, Lord Jesus. Send thy anointing, my God. Oh, Father, touch, heal, and deliver, Lord. In the name of Jesus, have your way, Lord. Let your word go out, God. Let it touch somebody's heart, Jesus. Let it pick unto repentance, Lord. Anoint the speaker tonight, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, move all around the globe, Lord. Have your eternal way tonight, God. Look on that Russian president, God. Touch his mind tonight, Lord. Give him a change of heart, Lord. I know you're able, God. Look on those families in Ukraine, God. Oh, Father, have mercy, Lord. Send mercy, my God. Look on the leaders of this world, Lord. Have mercy, my God. Save such that need to be saved, Lord. I know you're able, God. Have your way tonight, Lord. Look on the listeners tonight, God. Send a blessing their way, Lord. I know you're able, Jesus. Jesus, make a way out of no way, Lord. Open the door that seems to be closed, my God. I know you're able, God. Have your eternal way, Lord. Look on our unsaved family.
family members, God. Save them tonight, Lord. You can do it, my God. You have the power, Lord. All power is in your hands, God. We're trusting in you tonight, God. We believe in you tonight, Lord. We're taking you at your word, God, and we're thanking you in advance tonight. Thank you for what you're doing right now. Thank you for what you've already done, Lord. We thank you for what you're going to do tonight, Lord. Oh, my God, we thank you. We thank you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Father, we thank you for this prayer, Lord. Oh, Father, intervene, my God, where we can, Lord. You know all about it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Father, these and all things we ask of thee in thy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. We thank the Lord for that powerful opening prayer coming through Evangelist Cynthia Edmond. And at this time, we're going to have our opening scripture. And I will be reading from the 67th number of Psalms, beginning with the first verse. God be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us, Selah, that thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon earth, Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Amen. We thank you, Lord, for the reading of the 67th number of Psalms, verses 1 through 7.
Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for that message of love through the word of God, how he was merciful unto us. And we should bless the Lord because he's been merciful unto us. We thank God for the opening prayer coming through Evangelist Cynthia. We thank the Lord today for this broadcast. We want to thank you for tuning in once again to the Gospel Truth broadcast. If there's anyone that would like to tune in to the conference number, we are here on Tuesday night and Sunday night at 7 p.m. And you can dial in at 701-02-5175. The access code is 5847681 pound. Praise the Lord. You can call in on Tuesday night at 7 and also Sunday night at 7. And if you'd like to actually be on the broadcast, you can dial 1-319-27060. Praise the Lord. You can call that number and dial in. We thank you for this broadcast. We thank the Lord for all that he's doing. Now, at this time, we're going to have an announcement. I believe we have a prayer list here, and we have Michael Carr. We want to keep praying for him. Also, Robin, Seti Lawhorn, Stephen Allen Sr., Charles Morris, Titus Edmond Sr., in whom the Lord has blessed. He's doing much better, and he's gaining strength in his body. We want to keep praying for Carlton, Jonathan West, DeMarcus West, Larry Denson, Sister Rhoda, and we want to keep praying for all of the bereaved families and all those who are sick and afflicted in their bodies. We also want to remember those in the foreign countries who are at war, those who have died, their families. We want to keep them in our prayers because we know that God is able to deliver. God has a way. He can change things and turn everything. So let us continue to pray because we know that prayer changes things. Now, at this time, we're going to have words of encouragement or words of exhortation coming through Evangelist Cynthia Edmond.
Praise God. We thank God for all things tonight. Thank God for how he has blessed us. Thank God for Journey Mercy. Thank God for all his love that he has shown upon us. Praise
Amen.
God. I thank God for another opportunity to even say something for the Lord, to do
Amen.
Something for the Lord. I count it a blessing. Amen.
A blessing.
To be here tonight. Sure, let the people praise thee, O God.
Yes.
Let all the people praise thee. Praise them in the good time. Praise them in the bad time. Praise them when you feel like it. Praise them when you don't feel like it. But let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Amen. One scripture said, praise him for his mighty act. Amen. If God has done a mighty act in your life today, you ought to praise him. Somebody said we ought to take the time out and praise the Lord. Praise him for the blessings that he brought you through. Hallelujah. Just praise his name tonight. Amen. I just thank God. I want to encourage you on tonight to praise the Lord. Praise him for everything that has happened in your life, even if it seems bad. Amen. You still got to take the time out and give God some praise. Amen. And I want to encourage you to open your hearts and your minds tonight to the word of God. Amen. If you feel a touch while the preacher is preaching, amen. It's all right to shed a tear. It's all right to say thank you, Jesus. It's all right to say hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's all right to dance if you feel like dancing. Amen. Because the word of God will cause you to do just amen. And I just thank God for that scripture on tonight and thank God for this broadcast. And I want to introduce to you tonight our speaker in the person of Evangelist Mae Edmond. Amen. God bless you, Evangelist Mae.
Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you thanking you for your goodness and your mercy. Thanking you for this broadcast. Thanking you for the prayer, for the word. We pray that you will have your way today. Let your spirit prevail. Let your blood cover. Touch and bless some souls. Send deliverance. Send healing. Make a way out of no way. Open up a door that may be closed. Have thine own way. We pray that you will save the unsaved. Heal them that are sick. And deliver them that are bound. And we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us go to the Word of God, namely the book of St. Matthew, the 24th chapter. Very familiar passages of scriptures, but these are the signs of the coming of Christ. And we're going to begin with the first verse, praise the Lord. And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to shew him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another, it shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? What shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end world? Praise the Lord. The topic tonight, the signs of the coming of Christ. The signs of the coming of Christ. I'm going to read on from verse 4. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. Praise the Lord. You're going to have to take heed to yourself that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. A lot of people are going to be deceived because they're going to say that I am Christ. A lot of people are going to believe it. They're going to follow. But the Bible says, going to be deceived. And verse 6, and ye shall hear wars and rumors of wars. Now, right now, there's war going on right now. Wars in different parts of the country. But the Bible says, and ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye have trouble. Don't be moved out of your place. Don't be vexed. Hallelujah. Don't be weary. Don't get tired. Don't let the devil stress you out. Don't move from where God has placed you. Be steadfast. Hold fast to sound words that ye have trouble. For all these things must come to pass. It is not yet shall rise against nation. Okay, now Jesus is saying nation shall rise against nation. This is happening right now. Russia, the nation of Russia is the nation of the United States. And kingdom, this kingdom. There shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes, diverse places. We hear so many earthquakes in different parts of the country, different parts of the world. That means many, many places. These are the beginning of sorrows. All beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted. Shall kill you. Ye shall be hated. Nations, my name's sake of God are going to be hated for the sake of Christ. Because of that name, Jesus, there is power in that name. And because we believe name of Jesus Christ and have accepted him as our personal Savior, be hated of all nations. And then many be offended, shall betray one another, shall hate one another. And that's the time we are living in now. The sign coming of Christ. It's all in the land. We, the people of God, we are not blind to what is going on. But the world can't recognize what is going on. Glory to God, but the hatred. The world today, hating one another, fighting one another, killing one another. And that's what that hatred leads to. Glory to God. They're betraying one another. Their father is going to betray the son and the daughter, the mother. We are living in these times. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. So many false prophets are rising up. And they're deceiving many, many people. They think they're right. They're wrong. And because iniquity shall abound, but many shall wax cold. God, those that once used to love waxing cold, just like a candle, a wax candle, you light it, begins to melt. You blow it out, it's cold and hard, and that's the way some people are. And hard that shall endure unto the end. Same shall be saved. The one that tolerate, the one that undergo, the one that suffer, continue on with the Lord anyway. Same one is going to be the one that saved. The gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world. Witness to all nations, then shall the end come. He therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet in the holy place. readeth, let him stand. When you see the abominable things in the places where it ought not to be, I believe the Bible says stand in the holy place. Don't move from your steadfastness, but hold fast and stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made you free, and be not again entangled with the yoke of bondage, but just stand on the word of God. Verse 16 said, then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field turn back to take his clothes. If you're in the field, turn back to get your clothes. Hallelujah. If you're on the housetop, don't come down. Glory to God. Take anything out of the house, but stay where you are. And woe to them that are with child, to them that give suck in those days. But pray that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. Glory to God, if you're with child in that day and time. Suck in those days, the Bible said, woe to them. Meaning, sorry unto you. But I wouldn't want to be in that kind of condition. The Bible says, for then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. This tribulation is going to be great, and it's going to be such as was not since the beginning of the world, this time, ever shall be. My God, these are some strong, powerful words. And except those days should be shortened, flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. You see, the scripture is saying, set. Days should be shortened. The Lord is going to have to shorten the days. If he didn't shorten the days, flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those who God has elected, their sake, days are going to be shortened. Any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. Don't you believe it? There shall arise false Christ, false prophets, and shall shew great signs and wonders, insomuch that, if it were possible, shall deceive the very elect. Oh, I have told you before. Therefore, it shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert. Behold, he is in the secret chambers. Out of the east, sign of even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. If you've ever seen the lightning out of the east and shine into the west, well, that's the way it's going to be when Jesus comes. Every eye is going to see him. They're going to see him in the east. They're going to see him in the west. They're going to see him in the north, and they're going to see him in the south. They're going to see him. Wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light. The stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. Hear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. Then shall all of the tribes of the earth mourn. They shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Hallelujah. They're going to see him coming in the clouds of heaven with power, great glory, and he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. His angels, he's going to send his angels, and his angels is going to sound the trumpet, and they're going to gather together his elect, those who were elected from the four winds of the world. Learn a parable of the fig tree. Its branch is yet tender, and put it forth leaves. Ye know that summer is nigh. So likewise ye shall see all these things. Know that it is near doors. Verily I say unto you, generation shall not pass. All these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. That day and hour, no man. The angels of heaven, my Father only. No man knows the day that he's coming. Sometimes they prophesy and say he's coming on Easter. He's coming on Christmas. He's coming on June. He's coming in October. But don't let the devil fool you. No man knows the day nor the hour when the Son of Man cometh. No man. No, not the angels of heaven. They don't know. But my Father only. Only God knows when Jesus is coming back. Jesus himself does not know the day that he's coming back. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. As in the days that were before the flood, eating, drinking, marrying, and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark. He had been preaching all them long years and telling them that it was going to be a flood, that it was going to rain, and trying to get them to come into the ark. But they didn't believe him. They kept on partying, kept on eating, kept on drinking, kept on marrying, and they kept giving in marriage, just like they're doing today. They continue to marry, hallelujah, 2 and 3 times, some 5, 7 times, hallelujah, eating and drinking and partying. But Jesus is coming back again. So just like it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be with the coming of the Son of Man. Glory to God. And knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall two be in the field, the one shall be taken and the other left. Women shall be grinding at the mill. One shall be taken, the other left. Watch therefore. Know not what hour your Lord do come. Know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would, he would have watched, would not have suffered his house to be broken up. The good man of the house had known. If he had known when the thief was coming, he would have been prepared. He would have watched, wouldn't have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, Son of Man cometh. Then a faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord had made ruler over his household, to give them meat in due season. Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Verily I say unto you, he shall make him his goods. But if that evil servant say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to smite his fellow servants, and to eat and drink with the drunken. Glory to God. The Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him. He's going to come in a time that he's not looking for his master to come back, in an hour that he is not aware of, and shall cut him asunder and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. You have to be ready. You can't afford to let Satan cheat you out of this great blessing that God has in store for you. But you got to watch. You got to be faithful. The Bible said, blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so standing on the word of God, being faithful, trials, going through their tribulation, continuing in prayer, continuing to fast, continuing to deny themselves. Glory to God, when the Lord comes, they can be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. I want to be ready when he comes. I want to be ready when he calls my name. I'm looking to be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. Help us, oh Lord, to be ready. There may be somebody out there that's not ready, but you want to be ready. You don't know the day nor the hour when the Lord is going to return, but you got to get in a hurry and seek the Lord that you might find salvation for your soul. Today is the day of salvation. Heart and not your heart, but receive the word of God. Receive the signs of the coming of Christ, because he's coming back. He is coming back. Man knows the day nor the hour. I don't know. The preacher don't know. Your pastor don't know. Prophetess don't know. No one knows. Hey, coming back. He did give you a warning. He gave you signs. And when you see these signs, you know that it is even at the doors. So we thank the Lord for his word on tonight. At this time, we're getting ready to have a word of prayer. We know God is able to help you to be ready if you're not ready. And if you are continuing to stand fast and hold on to the word of God and to stand fast in that liberty, God can give you more strength to stand, more power to hold on, to endure to the end. If you're sick and you need healing, the Lord is here to heal you. If you need a burden lifted, he's a burden there. He said, cast your burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain you. So let us pray. Father, we come before your presence. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the broadcast. We thank you for every listener tonight. We pray that you touch them right now, Lord. We pray that you lift heavy burdens, that you will give strength to the weak, that you look on the unsaved, that you will help them to prepare to meet you, oh Lord. Help them to get ready to run for their lives, seeking your face and calling upon your name. You said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto them. We pray that you touch their mind right now. Open up their heart. Help them, Jesus. Break up the stony heart. Help them, oh Lord. Give them a contrite spirit. Help them to call upon the name of the Lord. You said, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We believe your word. We take you at your word. Touch right now, Lord. Save, Lord. Save and deliver. Forgive sins tonight. Help somebody to be ready. Help somebody to understand the word of God, that they may run for their lives. Oh, my God, have mercy, oh, Lord. Jesus, help them to prepare to meet you. Help them to realize that you are soon to come. In the name of Jesus, help them to take heed as it said in your word. Help them, oh Lord. Help, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Oh, my God, we know you're able. We pray that you touch some heart, some soul right now, Lord. Help them to run from their lives. Help them to call upon your name, seeking your face both day and night, that they may receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And, oh, Lord, we pray that you keep your people, oh, Lord, those who are professing to know you, those who are holding on, those who have been filled with the Holy Ghost. Help them to stand. Help them to, not to be troubled, but help them to go through. Help them to endure and to stand their test. Oh, my God, we know you're able. We believe you, and we take you at your word. We're looking to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. We know you're able to take us through. You're able to keep us. You said if we were in the hollow of your hand, that no man, and we believe your word today, and we thank you for this prayer. We thank you for every soul and every listener. We pray that you have mercy, O Lord, and we pray that you look on those souls that are in harm's way, those that are going through their suffering, O Lord. Oh, my God, war and rumors of wars. Oh, my God, have mercy on the people. Those who have nowhere to lay their heads, have mercy, Jesus. Those that want to be saved, those who are running for their lives, those who are trying to escape, Lord, have mercy on them, O Lord. Save them, O Lord. Deliver them. We know you are a deliverer. You delivered the children of Israel, and we know you can do it again, O Lord. You're able, Jesus. Have mercy, O Lord. Save to the uttermost. And we thank you, Lord. We give glory and honor unto thy name. We bless thy holy name. We praise you, and we lift you up. We thank you for all things. Thank you for what you've done for us. Thank you for taking us over the highway safely. Thank you for how you blessed us. We thank you for making a way, Lord. You are a way maker. You are a door opener. We give thanks unto thy name. We bless thy holy name. Continue to bless us. Continue to go with us and stand by us. And we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to have remarks from our evangelist at this time. Praise God. Thank God for the beautiful message that came on this evening. Amen. A message of warning. Amen.
Amen.
The signs of the time. Amen. The sign of the soon coming King. Amen.
Yes.
He's on his way. Amen.
Yes.
But will we be ready when he comes? Amen.
That's why
we're down here laboring, down here praying, denying ourselves so that we can be ready to be caught up when Jesus comes. Amen. God knows
Amen.
I don't want to be left behind. And
no,
we can see
no.
the signs of the time. We can see everything
Ooh, yes.
that's happening that was read in the Bible. Jesus
yes.
spoke of these times. Jesus,
yes,
these
he
was
did.
Jesus' words. Amen.
Amen.
And he was letting us, he was giving us the warning signs. Amen.
Uh-huh.
But it's up to us to take heed. Amen. I thank God for such a beautiful message on this evening. I want to encourage you all out there listening, take it in. Amen. Apply it unto your heart and live by it. Amen.
Amen.
If you don't think you're ready, get ready.
Amen.
Amen. Because it's just not when Jesus comes, but
Amen.
Before you leave here. Amen.
Yes.
Because we're going to die one day. And if our
yes.
souls is not right with God, when we leave this earth, when we take our last breath, when Jesus do come back, we will not be caught up.
Amen.
Amen. We won't be caught up. We'll be left here. Amen.
Amen.
If we're not ready when he comes. Amen. God knows I want to be ready when he calls my name. Be
yes,
encouraged
too.
Tonight. Pray mm-hmm. my strength in the Lord.
Praise the Lord. If there's any other ministers on the line, if you're on the broadcast and you want to have remarks, all you have to do is hit pound, put you on the broadcast. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for the remarks coming through again to Cynthia. Very stirring remarks. The word of God is right. and it's time to get ready to meet the Lord. We don't know whether he's going to come while we're still alive, whether he's going to call us in. Gotta be, any way it's done, got to be ready as the Holy Ghost to be born again, repent of your sins, and ask God to forgive you and let Jesus come into your life. So we thank the Lord for this message, for the word of God, for the prayer, for the scripture reading, for everything, the song, everything that has been said and done to the glory and honor of God. At this time, this brings the broadcast to a close, and we will be back here again on Tuesday night, Lord willing, 7 p.m. If you'd like to be on the broadcast, just dial 701-802-5175, access code 5847-681-POUND. God bless you and good night.